Republicans have enough votes today. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The day's long House Speaker drama in the rearview mirror. Kevin McCarthy and House Republicans vote on new rules today.
McCarthy also handed over a number of concessions to appease several holdouts over the last week, and that would impact committee assignments and future spending, and that is what's turning off some members.
Fox's Aisha Hosni at the Capitol. GOP Congressman James Comer tells Fox the rules will change what he says Americans should be outraged by.
What went on in the days before Christmas this year and how $1.7 trillion of their tax dollars were spent without any member of Congress fully comprehending the bill.
The day after his first trip to the border, President Biden is south of it for a two-day summit with Mexican and Canadian leaders. Illegal immigration expected to be a topic, so is drug smuggling.
So far this fiscal year, U.S. authorities seized nearly 5,000 pounds of deadly fentanyl. Biden saw some of it in El Paso yesterday. Fentanyl killed more Americans last year than cancer, car accidents, COVID, and suicide.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich in Mexico City. It keeps raining down on California. Three more waves of stormy weather forecast this week. Storms already blamed for 12 deaths there.
With tens of thousands of people still without power, amid evacuation orders also in place across parts of Northern California due to flooding and downed trees.
Oh, it's terrible. It's scary.
It's a little intimidating. Just making sure that our house is ready and that everything is bolted down.
They're in Concord, California. Schools across Sacramento also closed today.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. A terror trial underway today in New York City. Saifullah Saipov could get the death penalty, accused in an ISIS-inspired 2017 attack that left 8 people dead. A Georgia special grand jury investigating former President Trump's attempts to overturn 2020 election results is being dissolved after issuing a final report. The DA would decide next if there will be criminal charges. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Well, President Biden holds talks today with Mexico's leader on issues including drug smuggling. A most wanted murder suspect in a drug-related killing in Texas has been captured.
Interpol says they've nabbed infamous drug cartel hitman Jose Rodolfo Villarreal Hernandez, known also as El Gato. He's wanted by U.S. prosecutors for stalking and killing for hire a Mexican lawyer in the Dallas suburb of Southlake back in 2013. Villarreal's arrest was announced by Mexico's attorney general, though it is not clear if the arrest was based on the U.S. charges. El Gato has been on the FBI's infamous 10 most wanted list of fugitives with an offer of $1 million reward. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Authorities in Brazil keep looking for more of the people in this mob. It stormed and damaged the presidential palace, Congress, and Brazil's Supreme Court. They were supporters of former President Bolsonaro, angry over his election loss. Hundreds have already been arrested. China is flexing its military muscle again around Taiwan, like last summer, in the anger over House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit showing U.S. support.
Dozens of warplanes and 4 Navy vessels have been sent towards the Taiwan Strait in recent hours. 28 planes crossing the unofficial boundary both sides had previously adhered to. China says the aim of the mission is to practice land strikes and sea assaults. But it coincides with the kind of diplomatic mission China would prefer not to see. A group of German lawmakers landed on Taiwan early on Monday. China claims sovereignty over Taiwan, which split from the mainland in 1949. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
On Wall Street, more gains on top of Friday's surge. The Dow is up 267 points. The Nasdaq's gained 2%, over 200 points. College football will be prime time tonight. The national title game, defending champion Georgia versus TCU. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.